Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second, the center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second, the first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third, the right fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Felix Makovich. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Al Sahaki. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hayes trying to get to third. Burns throws the ball into Christman, who tags Hayes for the out. Two outs. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sahaki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Gromick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. Siri strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McQuinn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Hayes and McQuinn is out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gromick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Makovich for the out. Two outs. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sahaki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gromyk hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromyk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-2 in the game. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sahaki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Makovich. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Krivic moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-2 in the game. Potter bunts towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Makovich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sahaki hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gromyk hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Makovich throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Stevens trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sahaki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-3 in the game. Seary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Seary reaches second base with a double. Rocco moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rocco scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a pop-up towards third. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Gene Moore pinch hits for Nels Potter. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.